Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to continue our conversation even further into the side of what we do about anxiety and stress. And today we're going to talk about how to help and cope with other people who have anxiety.
We are really digging a little deeper into this one today.
We are. And we know that, you know, one of the sources of our anxiety is other people's anxiety.
That others impose their anxiety on us.
Right.
And if these people are close to us, family members or good friends, what can we do not only to deal with them,
right,
because they can be very difficult,
right?
How can we help them?
Right.
That's
right.
The other thing. So.
Yeah. So this article comes from Bob Tavey.
Yes.
He's a licensed clinical social worker. Lots of experience.
Mm-hmm.
He's been working on this for a long time. And so, and it's called How to Help and Deal with an Anxious Person.
Right.
And I bet you're really happy that we're doing this.
I am very happy that we're doing this.
I gotcha.
I know.
I gotcha.
I saw that one coming.
Uh-huh. So he first talks about a couple, what he calls the faces of anxiety.
Right.
And then he talks
right.
about how to manage it.
Yeah, I like the way he divides these into two parts.
Right.
You know, because when we encounter anxious people, it's usually in one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the first way is?
Overwhelmed.
The person who is overwhelmed
right.
by events, right.
And so, you know, certainly when somebody's overwhelmed, there is this pull that we have
right.
that we want to help. We want to try to help solve the problem or
right.
help them cope with it or help them complain about it or whatever.
And they draw us in.
Yeah.
You know, people
yeah.
who get overwhelmed draw us in.
Right.
And the problem with that is?
Lots of problems. Because then we become overwhelmed.
Well,
we,
that's right.
Yeah. We become overwhelmed. We start taking on their stuff. We get pulled into that cycle, that whirlpool.
And, that's right.
And we'll be taken underwater as well.
People in our life who get overwhelmed recruit us. They come to us
mm-hmm.
and they pull us into their vortex, their
right.
whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
And what? And if we do that,
mm-hmm.
if we become part of it,
right.
if we solve their problem, then the way he puts it is, we're becoming their tranquilizer.
Right.
We're their Ativan. We're
yeah.
their Valium. We are taking away their stress, and they're going to come back again
right.
and seek help over and over again.
Right. Exactly.
So that's one kind of person. It's the person who gets overwhelmed and wants us to help.
Right. The second is the control freak.
Right.
Okay. So
mm-hmm.
when a person gets overwhelmed, they get to the point where they have to control everything.
Right.
And so he calls them the control freak.
Right. The person who has to be in the decision making, they have to have control of the process, or they completely fall apart.
Right.
And I know some people like that.
Yeah.
Some of us have family members
yeah.
who are like that.
I've heard about that.
Right?
And so, yeah, but so the pull here is that we have a tendency to accommodate. We want to help. We want
right.
to, you know, we walk on eggshells and we do everything we can to accommodate and fix that. And again, the problem there is that they become dependent on that. They begin to expect that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get into this pattern where that person is always
right.
in control and that person's always managing. And mm-hmm. Then we become angry and resentful.
Yeah, we go places with these people hoping for a different reaction or response from them. And it's always the same.
Right.
We have to do it their way. We have to eat at this restaurant. We have to take this road. We have to get there at a certain time. All of this stuff has to happen. And to get along, we accommodate.
Right.
But in accommodating, we become their tranquilizer,
mm-hmm.
but we also allow the problem to persist.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But through accommodating.
So let's talk a little bit about what he presents as solutions to these problems. And the
mm-hmm.
first is to decide on your own boundaries.
That's right.
I like that idea.
I love it.
You know, figure out
you know,
what are your boundaries?
What are your boundaries?
Right.
What are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? What are you willing to tolerate? What you're not willing to tolerate? And stick to it.
You know, a good example is the person who always has to drive. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to be the driver, not designated driver. I have to be the driver because I'm the only one who can drive safely. If you're okay with that, mm-hmm. go and let the other person drive.
Yeah.
But if you're not, you have to know that about yourself and say, no, you're not going to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're going to take different cars.
Okay. Yeah.
But you have to know where your boundaries are.
Right, yeah. The second and third, I think you can kind of combine them a little bit, and they're to be proactive and to be preemptive.
Right.
And so this is really just planning, you know,
plan
looking ahead.
Out.
Yeah.
Right. Knowing that when you go anywhere with this person, you're going to be on their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that's okay with you,
mm-hmm.
perfectly okay, go ahead and be on their schedule. Don't go and then be angry and frustrated because...
Right.
You're on their schedule because you know you're going to be on their schedule.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And we know these, we typically know these things from experience.
Right.
So
right.
You know that if you are going into a faculty meeting or a team meeting or mm-hmm. a business meeting, and you know this certain person is going to be there,
right.
you know what to expect. You know, right. you know, it's that one person that, like, ugh. You know, 55 minutes into mm-hmm. it, and they're saying, okay, well, that's about it. Any other questions? That guy always has that questions.
Right.
And it's like, oh,
my parent, when they first,
lunch.
When my parent, we lived in a small town in Pennsylvania, and when my parents first moved to Florida, they had friends who lived in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, who were also from the same town in Pennsylvania, so they knew each other up north, and then they both moved down here. So my parents would go to visit them.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, Orlando seemed like a very big city.
Right.
It was, compared to Lakeland and these mm-hmm. other small towns where they lived. But this woman would say, well, we're going to go to this restaurant. It's just down the road. And down mm-hmm. the road might be a 30 or 40 minute drive in mm-hmm. Orlando, because mm-hmm. you're going from one
right.
of the town to the other. And my parents weren't prepared for this, because they were thinking they were going to their house and
yeah.
either have dinner at their house or someplace close. And then it was another hour before.
Right.
So they would be starving and upset. So they had to decide. They finally made the decision that either we can't go there
mm-hmm.
or we don't go there to eat.
Right.
Or we eat before we go because we know it's going to be a
yeah.
long time before
yeah.
we have dinner. So you have to set your own boundaries and take action. So my
right.
parents had to prepare. They had to start preparing. If they were going to visit this couple, they had to prepare for the visit.
Right. Now, the next thing that he talks about is talking about the anxiety, you know,
to the other person.
To that other person.
Right.
You have to, sometimes people get into these, whether they become overwhelmed or they're becoming
right.
very controlling, without really knowing or having full insight into
right.
why it's happening. And so if you see it, sometimes it's really important to point it out and to talk about it.
And just say, look, you're an anxious person. I know you have to have things this way,
mm-hmm.
okay? But go ahead and air all that stuff out.
Right.
It's the big elephant in the room.
Yeah.
So go ahead and talk about it. Air
absolutely.
It out,
absolutely.
Know?
And then the final thing is to solve the problem. You
back
know?
Back to solving the problem. We talked
just
about
solve
that
the problem.
Earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. You know, you can blame the guilty. You can search for whose fault it is. But eventually you have to solve the problem.
Absolutely.
Okay? And so he talks about get to the bottom line.
Right.
And what he means by that is eventually you have to decide where the bottom line is.
Right.
How much are you going to tolerate?
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to solve this
right.
problem? What are you going to do to finally solve this problem?
Right. Mm-hmm. And that could take a lot of different forms. It could
right.
It could really go back to setting your boundaries, because if that person doesn't want to change and you need to set those boundaries such that you don't go to their house for dinner, you know, that's just what has to happen, and then you sort of adjust the nature of that relationship anyways.
Yeah, because eventually it has to stop.
Right.
I mean, you're either getting drawn into their anxiety or you're accommodating to their, and that's not doing anybody, especially the anxious person,
right.
any good.
Right.
So for everybody to be accommodating, my mother tells us, we had a relative one time, and the entire family accommodated
mm-hmm.
to her.
Yeah.
I mean, there were 14 other people
yeah.
and all these children who accommodated to this one person.
Yeah.
And didn't do anybody any good.
No, you know? No.
It's so he says, stop it. Solve the problem
mm-hmm.
So that everybody can live with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, that's it
very
for
good.
Today. Just two quick announcements.
Mm-hmm.
The same two announcements that we've been having. The first is that the Lumi body clock
right.
contest that we have going on through PsychReg and for our UK listeners. Mm-hmm. Just click in the show notes, either on YouTube. Oh, well, I don't think it's on the show notes on YouTube, but it's on the show notes for the podcast.
Right.
And click on the show notes and go to follow the link, and you will find how to register and mm-hmm. get your name in the drawing for the Lumi Body Clock.
Right.
Very cool thing. It helps you wake up in the morning with the use of light, which is exactly what our body is made to do. So check that out and let us know what happens if you win it. Second, if you are listening to this, well, if you're listening to it on the day that this goes out or sometime later,
you missed us.
You missed last night's
live
event, which was tape mm-hmm. 4 of the 13 Reasons Why discussion. Examined. That's the word I've been mm-hmm. using. 13 Reasons Why Examined. We've been talking about different tapes and different episodes from that Netflix program. Now, the good news mm-hmm. is that that episode is available on YouTube, but it's also going to be posted as a podcast in a couple of days. If you're listening to it on the day that this podcast mm-hmm. is posted. But what is also good news is that our next episode, our next live event, mm-hmm. will be May 31st, so next Wednesday. So if you're listening to it, listening to this on the day that it comes out, I guess it doesn't matter when you're listening to it, because it will always be on May 31st at 6:30. Mm-hmm. We will be doing tape 5, which is episodes 9 and 10 of the program. So check it out. Follow us on here on YouTube, but also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter mm-hmm. to get the links to those events. It's very exciting. We're really excited about it. Again, we're really starting to get into we're really starting to get into some heavy stuff. There's lots of things for us to be talking about, and so we'd love to hear from you. Love for you to join us for those live conversations. And to let us know what you think, mm-hmm. and add your perspective in, and we will be happy to see you there. So, mm-hmm. So that is going to be again May 31st at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah. We'll be there.
So. And we want as much information from our viewers and listeners about this 13 Reasons Why as we can get. So. Please send us your thoughts on the show, not just our show, but on the mm-hmm. the show 13 Reasons Why, because we'd love to have your thoughts. And as we pull our thoughts together, we'd love to have yours and add to it.
Yeah. Talk about stress.
Please let us know. Yeah.
That show really mm-hmm. presents stress.
Can be.
So.
Right.
All right. That is it for today. Have a great day. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.